Yeah.
Yeah.
Going back to just Atlanta and Roswell, do you think that, I guess, Atlanta's downtown or just maybe Atlanta Metro has influenced a lot of things in Roswell, things that are happening now in Roswell that may not have happened 10 or 15 years ago?
I guess so. I mean, I think Atlanta's constantly growing, constantly expanding, and Roswell's starting to do the same thing, you know. It's like you said, over the last 10 or 15 years or so, Roswell has certainly grown as far as, like, the businesses that are here and, like, parks and things like that, you know, they're just expanding. You can go look in some areas. It used to be, like, you know, horse pastures and stuff like that. And now there's, like, businesses there. I can remember, I guess it was maybe my sophomore year of high school. There was, like, yeah, right up off of King Road is where Roswell High School is. There used to be, like, a little horse field out there. And, you know, we riding the bus going to school. You always see the horses out there eating the grass in the morning, you know. And, like, by the end of my sophomore year, you know, and if you go up there now, like, they had started construction on stuff. If you go up there now, there's, like, a Walgreens. There's a Taco Mac, like, all kinds of, like, restaurants and so forth. And you would never be able to tell, you know, that, you know, horses used to eat grass here, you know. It was, like, a little, I mean, so, I mean, it's different stuff like that all around Roswell, you know, where you can see that it's grown, that it's grown. And that it's just, you know, I don't know what the word I'm looking for is. I don't know, I guess just that it's just grown, you know, just becoming more industrialized. No, I can't find the word I'm looking for right now, but it's growing.
What do you think about the growth?
I think it's good. I really do. I think it's good, you know. Growth is always a positive thing, you know. You have to grow. You live, you grow, you know. That's just a part of life. That's just something that happens. So I don't look at it in a negative aspect. I think it's good, you know. Just I don't really know what else to say. It's good. I don't think it's bad or anything like that, you know.
What have you heard from older Roswellians?
Roswellians, huh? Most old people usually set in their ways, you know. I'm sure you know some older people that are set in their ways. You know, they're used to things being a certain way. So to them, you know, when things change or things are not like they remember or like they're used to, it's kind of strange to them, you know, and it's hard for them to accept at first. But I think the older community in Roswell has taken well to the change, you know, the new businesses and things like that that have sprung up. I don't think anyone's, like, you know, upset about it or anything like that.
How many people, I guess percentage-wise, do you think are not natives of Roswell who live in Roswell?
That's a very small percentage, I would say. Well, yeah. Now more so. I think it's a little bit bigger now than it would have been maybe like 5 or 7 years ago. But because I said Roswell's growing, so we're getting a lot of new people into Roswell. But if I had to throw out a percentage, I'd probably say 15 to 20%. You know, I'd say a good whopping 80% of the people that live here in Roswell, like, born and raised here in Roswell, or their families lived here in Roswell at some point in time, and